Well, hello again, everybody. Welcome to Corn Comments, the radio program with the folks who truly are the basis for our number one industry, South Dakota's farmers and ranchers. Brought to you by the South Dakota Corn Utilization Council, a board made up of those same farmers and ranchers who volunteer their time to lead. All who know Jim Wooster know how much I love my 43 years at the Sioux Falls Stockyards. Even those days of bitter cold and snow are not all that bad. And if you believe that, I got a bridge north of Reliance I want to sell you. No, seriously, my favorite aspect of the work was the road work. The 40, 50,000 miles a year making farm visits, as we call them, as a person walked through the cattle or visited with the owner, and if you're lucky, stopped by the house for coffee, you not only got to know quite well some really nice folks, you kept abreast of agriculture in this region, what it means to South Dakota. You learn that agriculture truly is the economic powerhouse for our state, pouring over $25 billion into the state's economy every year. We proudly boast of more than 31,500 farms, 19 million acres of cropland, and 23 million acres of pasture. Let me visit about our agribusiness folks, like the food processing, farm machinery, chemicals, and fertilizer. Our number one industry generates 30% of the state's economic activity, which means that one out of every three jobs is tied to the ag industry. I should add that more than 115,000 South Dakotans work in that industry: ethanol plants, livestock feeding operations, farmers markets, and wineries. Each household in this state is directly impacted to the tune of an increased $1.6 billion in spending power. In fact, out of 66 counties in South Dakota, 37 of those derive at least 50% of their total economic output from ag and ag-related industries. By the way, agriculture contributes more than $645 million to South Dakota tax revenue, money that's spent on schools, state parks, public services, and more. All I can say is that without agriculture, South Dakota would be a vastly different state, from the smallest towns to the biggest cities. Next week will be National Ag Week, and we'll talk again about agriculture, but specifically, how does corn fit into the big picture? Stay tuned. For the South Dakota Corn Utilization Council, hang in there, and thanks for what you do.